I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Indonesia is a primarily Muslim nation, and only 10% of the population is Christian. Believers have been persecuted, but Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says
it's essentially galvanized them and inspired them to be bolder and to be more committed and effective in their own proclamation of the gospel, in their commitment to Bible translation.
Wycliffe Associates works with motivated communities to translate scripture into minority languages. Right now, Indonesia has 30 translation projects, but that's not the end goal.
The thirst for God's word and the readiness of the people to step up and start translation is at an all-time high. And the potential exists to start between 1 and 200 new translations in Indonesia within the coming year.
And Hurricane Florence dumped nearly 36 inches of rain and killed at least 32 people in the Carolinas last week. As communities wait for floodwaters to recede, ministries are already starting to respond. Alice Zhang with Food for the Hungry reports they're raising funds to mobilize a church partner for emergency relief as the hands and feet of Christ.
They are providing food and emergency supplies to the people there. They've also partnered with the local foster system to provide housing through local hotels to foster families right now who have no place to live. They're also planning that when roads are reopened, they're going to head over to the coastal areas that are hardest hit and send over a rapid response team as well to help with food, water, and emergency supplies.
Find your place in the story and give to this initiative with FH at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.